I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
This is Liberation Day in D.C., and we're going to take our capital back. Today, we're declaring public safety emergency in the District of Columbia, and Attorney General Pam Bondi, who's fantastic, is taking command of the Metropolitan Police Department. In addition, I'm deploying the National Guard to help reestablish law, order, and public safety in Washington, D.C., and they're going to be allowed to do their job properly. You want to have safety in the streets. You want to be able to leave your apartment or your house where you live and feel safe and go into a store to buy a newspaper or buy something. And you don't have that now.
No, you do not have that in D.C. And, of course, several other major blue cities because they just let crime run rampant. Remember, do not forget. They wanted to defund police. Some of them even saying police officers don't really need to have their guns with them all the time. If they walk into a situation, realize they need it, they go back to the car and get the gun. This is the kind of idiocy that we're dealing with in this country right now. So when Trump moves forward to take action to order up the National Guard for duty and also take over the D.C. police, basically, they go crazy. Crazier, I should add. Let me point something out to you very quickly. Presidents have ordered up the National Guard for duty domestically under the Insurrection Act, which Trump is using, 30 times, about 30 times. Who did it, when, and why, and how? I'm going to give you a lot of details on that as we move forward in this hour. First of all, welcome aboard Larry Connors USA, our number one. We're here every Monday through Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. And when we're on the air, we are streaming video. You can watch the program. You go to News Talk STL Rumble, Facebook, Twitter, Larry Connors USA Rumble, Facebook, and reminding you everything goes up as a podcast when we complete. That would be available at News Talk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com. Larry Connors USA Facebook. And I'll remind you, as always, with Larry Connors USA, you're going to get news, analysis, opinion, and education. You're going to walk away from this hour with more knowledge than you had as we began at this point. I promise you. So class is in session. Take notes. In our next hour, a report that Adam Schiff, when he was a congressman overseeing the House Intel Committee going after Trump, he approved leaking classified information to destroy Trump. That's the allegation from a whistleblower. But we're going to spend more time on that in the next hour. And before this hour is over, a compelling report from Speaker Tim Jones, who is in Israel with his co-host Christopher Arps. You do not want to miss this report. It is extremely emotional. It's not fabricated. It's raw and it's real. And I can certainly relate to how it plays out as Tim Jones tries to describe what he's witnessing and where he is standing. You will not want to miss that. That's later this hour. In the meantime, with Trump moving forward to nationalize the D.C. police as needed, and certainly pull up the National Guard duty and put them in position in D.C. You knew it. The D.C. residents go bonkers.
The president has been trying to provoke violence here, right here, in the black communities and in the brown communities, having ICE kidnap our neighbors, having the black community be harassed and profiled and want a response. We say, hell no, we won't go.
Hell no, we won't go. We won't go. Hell no, we won't go.
When we say we won't go, that mean, we're not going into those mass into their prisons and enslavement. We won't go into his beautiful centers that he got. We won't go to where alligators live. Hell no, we won't go.
Hell no, we won't go.
That's echoes of what we heard during Vietnam, by the way. But in this case, I want to point something out to you. What you heard in the residents around her, they do not represent all of D.C. Not all of D.C. minority groups. They know that the biggest crime in D.C. is in their own neighborhoods. And they're often the victims of it. They want protection. In fact, they deserve protection. Now, if Trump was sending these folks in and saying, we're only going to go after black, brown, yellow people, regardless if some whites are committing crime, then they would have a point. But they have no point. U.S. Attorney newly confirmed Jean Pirro.
Our murder rate is like five times at least higher than New York City. We've got one of the highest murder rates in the country. We were the fourth largest a couple years ago. It continues. And what we've got here are people that are not even making complaints about the quality of life crimes, whether it's shoplifting or damaging property or an attempt at a carjacking. They don't even call the police. We're not even seeing most of the crime that's occurring. And the clearance rate on homicides is a joke. These cases are not being solved. And so the message is, if you want to commit a crime, do it in D.C. because they're not going to solve the case. Bring in someone younger to commit the crime, and we'll end up letting you go because the U.S. attorney can't get her hands on you.
That last point, they're getting juveniles to carry out a lot of these crimes, to go carjack, steal and rob, because if they're captured, oh, well, it's a juvie. We're going to give them a pat on the butt, maybe a pat on the butt, but basically let them go. Now, if they're above juvie, they're going to face maybe a tougher penalty. But that's not the way it's been acting. And that is exactly why D.C. and so many blue cities are in a death spiral right now, the way things are being handled. And yet, you got some in D.C. still insisting this is all just trying to make Trump a dictator.
The fight for black liberation and the liberation of all people will not stop, no matter our oppression, intimidation, manipulation tactics. We have the right to demand respect, to protect ourselves, and protect each other. And as the executive director of Hers Wildest Dreams, I want to name, white people's civil rights have never been in danger because they are white. The white civil rights represents the desire from the Jim Crow, full stop. At Hers Wildest Dreams, and as we support Free DC, we're fighting against mass incarceration, policing, ICE, violence towards immigrants and Muslims, violence in Palestine, worker exploitation, and more. We're fighting for freedom and safety for all people.
No, you're not. You're fighting for genocide of the Jews. You just said you were doing so in fighting for Palestine. And yes, white people are arrested and they are charged. Majority of the crime is being carried out by minorities. That's just the fact. And it's not a matter of targeting them. But let me give you another example. There's a city councilman just got sworn in the other day, 41 years old, elected to the council despite an upcoming trial dealing with federal bribery charges. And you know what he's saying? Even though he's been running supposedly a bribery scheme out of his office, he says, this is not right that Trump's coming in. We don't need federal interference. We know how to take care of criminals. Like me? Is that what you're trying to say? Look, there is history in what Trump is doing. I'm going to have a lot more details later on this hour dealing with that aspect. But leftists claim all of this is to distract from the Epstein case, suggesting that Trump was involved in sex with minors and everything else that took place on Epstein's Island. That's all the left can do right now. And they also need to brace for what else we're learning about the Obama White House as it tried to destroy Trump.
Part of what came out last week was about how John Brennan, Clapper, Comey, they all pushed the known fake Steele dossier into intelligence community assessments and as the basis for Crossfire Hurricane and all that. But what hasn't come out yet and what's going to come out is the underlying intelligence that I have spent the last few months making recommendations about final declassification and sent that to the Department of Justice that will come out in the John Durham report, Classified Annex. And what that intelligence shows, Maria, is that part of this was a Hillary Clinton plan, but part of it was an FBI plan to be an accelerant to that fake Steele dossier, to those fake Russia collusion claims by pouring oil on the fire, by amplifying the lie and burying the truth of what was what Hillary Clinton was up to.
Yes, that is CIA Director John Brennan saying, look, this is what we've already seen, that we've already released, but he's indicating there is a lot more to come.
Much of that testimony is frankly completely inconsistent with what our underlying intelligence that is about to be declassified in the Durham Annex, what that reflects. And so, you know, Pam Bondi does have a strike force. It is a different Department of Justice, a different FBI, and an opportunity to look at how these people really did conspire to run a hoax, a fraud on the American people and against Donald Trump's presidency. And so coming forward, we understand that they did this, but now we need to understand how they did this. And I think that's why you see the left losing their minds over this, Maria, saying, why are you spending time? This is vindictive. You're going back. This is Donald Trump, you know, seeking retribution. It's not.
No, it's not. It's seeking accountability. Accountability. If you did nothing wrong, you don't have anything to fear. But many on the left were deep into that. I mentioned earlier, and I'm going to get into it in more detail in the second hour, one whistleblower is under testimony, that means subject to perjury if he's lying, stating that Adam Schiff, when he was heading up that congressional committee, was leaking classified intel. You know who it went to? It didn't go to other law enforcement agencies. It was going to reporters, the liberal biased media carrying the water for the Democrats at that point. That in itself is criminal. And so it's not going after people just to, quote, get even. There's a good reason to do so. But we also want to do it by the law and order that we demand that they follow. They're not going to follow law and order. They've already indicated they're not. They're just going to make up their own laws and go about things as they choose to do so. They have been doing it, and they continue to do so. And I remind you again, let me remind you, this is such an important event, what I'm getting ready to restate for you, that you probably say, Larry, I've heard it enough. No, I don't think you have heard it enough. If Trump had not won this election, everything you were just listening to would have gone up in smoke, lost forever, until maybe 1,000 years from now, somebody comes across something that proves everything we're hearing. They say, well, look what these people were doing back then, trying to throw out a duly elected president, trying to discredit him, trying to jail him. That's assuming we still have a world 1,000 years from now. But one thing that does continue to live on, termites, and these kinds of critters in D.C. that have been carrying all of this out. Once again, CIA Director John Ratcliffe.
Donald Trump's election by the American people was a statement, Maria. They said to the everyone, we know what you did to Donald Trump, and we reelected him because we know this was all fake. We know it was a hoax. Now we want to understand how you did it so that it can't happen again. And that's what this declassification process that we're undergoing right now, what's going on, why it's so important, and why there can be accountability and preventability to prevent these same people that did it in 2016 with the Steele dossier, with the Hunter Biden laptop in 2020, from doing it again in the future.
And they will try. That's why you need to know your history, to learn from your history. But, of course, the history the leftists have been projecting is all fake. So we need details. We need facts. And that's what we've been going after. And we will continue to. So, yeah, we want to know exactly how they did it and put up roadblocks for the future. There are a lot of frightened bureaucrats in D.C. As Jonathan Turley stated the other day, serving as a legal analyst for Fox News, he said there are a lot of people lawyering up in D.C. He said you're going to be hard-pressed to find a lawyer for any case you need. They're all taken by these guys looking for, bring me some cover and protection. Good. Now, again, I don't want to go after anyone just to go after them. I want documentation, but here's what's going to happen. And it's already happening. Watch for more whistleblowers. They're not going to be the rat when the ship goes down. They're going to get off that ship, and they're going to turn on each other. And the more they turn on each other, the better it is, the more we're going to get out of them. And, of course, this, don't forget how they were trying to tell you Joe Biden was perfect to stay in office. He did not need to leave at all. And they ended up shoving him, basically, take a long walk on a short deck. Well, speaking of decks and walking off the launch pad, basically, unearthed emails as part of a FOIA request by Fox showed the Biden administration scrapped a plan for Biden to visit a vessel at a Navy yard because it would have required him taking too many steps, and they're afraid it would look bad. That's how concerned they were about Biden's ability. But to you and the legacy media helped him, he's just fine. He's fine. Next hour, more whistleblower testimony reference Adam Schiff. Friday, of course, Trump and Putin are to meet. What should we expect? My next guest says that Putin should expect maximum pressure. Lock and load. Ready. On the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
In all these years that Wellington Environmental has been my sponsor, I've never mentioned their duct cleaning services. Allergy season is here. And Wellington crews clean air ducts daily in homes and commercial buildings, also cleaning air handling units and diffusers in commercial facilities. Why? Well, because people will see black dirt and mold on the vents, or they are actually suffering from allergies. Don't be fooled by low-cost duct cleaning providers saying they charge only per vent, because once they get on site, the price will skyrocket. Wellington does not do this, never has. Wellington will give you an estimate, and you say Larry Connors, and immediately you get a 20% discount. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 314-644-4930. Make your home and business better, safer with Wellington. Be well with Wellington. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life, without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Another day must be another roofer in town. John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. The Oak Street Inn and Lounge has some great news. The Speakeasy will now be open on Sundays, starting at 2. Open to the public. Great for those in the industry who want to enjoy a Sunday fun day. Plus, enjoy sushi and cocktails. What more could you want? You want to make sure you get the code. And how do you get the code to the Speakeasy? You go to the Facebook, Oak Street Inn and Lounge Facebook. I'll see you at Oak Street Inn and Lounge in Cottleville.
This is News Talk STL. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. I've got a guest you've heard numerous times on this program, and probably his own, the Bill Walton Show. Bill Walton, the Common Sense CEO, is the way he's billed, and also had served on the leading landing teams, I should say, for Donald Trump and his 2016 presidential transition team. Bill, welcome aboard again.
Great to be back. Great to be back.
All right, so we have Trump and Putin meeting Friday, unless there's a change at the last minute, which could always happen. What do you expect to come out of that detente?
Well, this is one of those impenetrable ones. They've kept this under wraps. Witkoff, his top advisor, met with Putin for 3 hours and went over details of this meeting. And so they've done a lot of prep, but they haven't let anybody else in on this one. The Europeans are out in the cold. So is Zelensky, and they want to do, as up to this point, they want to do a one-on-one. There's a lot of other thing that Trump wants to accomplish with Putin, mainly on working that relationship they've got with China and leaning them back towards us. And I think that would be a great outcome. Zelensky is implacable. We can't trade away any Ukrainian land. Unfortunately, as Donald puts it, Zelensky doesn't have any cards. He's not even invited into the room.
But Zelensky has to be part of the solution.
Well, yeah, or some other Ukrainian leader. I think Zelensky has career problems, because if he doesn't keep this war going, it's hard to know what happens to him afterwards.
Well, you're CEO. Are you suggesting that's when you'd change the leader out?
Yes, I would. I would. You got a management change.
Well, you are the Common Sense CEO, so I assume that would be the way to go.
We can't preserve everything. I mean, the best case for Europe really is a peaceful Ukraine. And, that map has been redrawn so many times over the centuries.
Right.
It's sort of crazy to think that there's one particular province that is Ukraine and not Russia, or vice versa. So there's got to be some, as you put it, common sense to get a good trade.
Let me get your thoughts on this. A NATO Secretary General said that this meeting is coming as Trump is trying to put more pressure on Putin, obviously, and secondary sanctions on countries like India, which purchased Russian oil. In fact, the NATO Secretary General said this meeting is important. It will be about testing Putin, how serious he is on bringing this war to an end.
Well, he is not highly motivated to end it. He thinks, and he is winning the fight, the battle. Russia's suffered its casualties, has its problems on the battlefield, but Ukraine really has run out of men. I mean, the demographic situation is horrible. then they don't have anybody to put on the field. And so Putin feels like time's on his side, and he's not getting that much pressure at home. I mean, it's not, Russia's not doing great, but I think most Russians are still feeling sort of proud of what Putin did. So it's
you think that's true?
He can last a lot longer.
I keep hearing reports that a lot of them want out of this. They've lost a million plus of their own, that they don't want to continue this. The Russians themselves, much like in Iran, Iranians would like a change of regime.
Well, here's what I think: if you supported, it all depends on whose side you're on and then supporting Ukraine or Russia from the beginning. And the people, there's a lot of reality distortion with both sides finding facts which fit their argument.
Right.
And so I tend to listen to the people who think that Putin's not in that much trouble domestically. And then there are fierce people that think that this is a war for democracy in Ukraine, and we've got to fight to the last Ukrainian who maintain Putin's in trouble. So I think there's an awful lot of depends on where you sit that determines what you say.
Well, Trump has escalated equipment and aid for Ukraine. When we looked like we were beginning to back off, that Americans were tired of it, but then it became clear that if we don't do, we wanted accountability as to how the weapons and munitions and money were being used, and that if we have accountability under Trump and Hegseth, then yeah, maybe we do want to continue to help them. Your thought?
Well, that's exactly right. We don't really know how much money we sent, $100 billion, $120 billion. We also know that the Ukrainians have told us they can't tell us exactly where that money went.
Right.
Something like $40 or $50 billion worth. And, you know, that's not tolerable, and it's especially not tolerable to Donald Trump. So whether we've got better controls on that spending, yeah, I don't know. I mean, you know, if you send the money to Europe to build weapons, the weapons manufacturers in Europe are pathetic, and their product and their costs are terrible. You know, their defense industry is essentially a jobs program.
So, well, what exactly?
You know, Trump's right to be concerned.
I'm sorry. What kind of pressure does Trump still have to put on Putin? I mean, he's already gone after India and threaten them with 100% penalty tariff if they continue selling, buying oil, I should say, from Russia, giving them money, therefore, to continue. What kind of, I would say, sanctions are left for him to pressure Putin at this point?
Well, that's a great question. Somebody said they've already got 21,000 sanctions on Russia. What else do you add to the pile? I mean, he's talking now about, 200%, 300% tariffs on oil sales and secondary sanctions on countries like India that have been buying oil from Russia. And since we're in trade talks with them, I think he can enforce that. So he could put a lot of pressure on the people who are buying. And Russia, without its oil sales, is not sustainable. So I think that's the stick. The carrot is, I mean, I think a long time ago, I'm in the camp, we should have brought Russia into the modern world after the Soviets fell. And that, we, for a lot of reasons, we didn't do that. But I think now, if Trump could offer some carrots, I don't know exactly what they'd be. that might be one way to resolve this thing. I know that would be what he's inclined to do as a deal guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he's going in thinking, well, I'll be tough, and if that's not working, I might shift gears or vice versa.
Now, let's shift gears here and talk about our economy. If you're going to believe the Bureau of Labor stats, since there's been so many questions about it, inflation cooled slightly in July from the prior month and moving away from the Federal Reserve's target rate. How do you see it happening?
Well, I've become a skeptic about all of our government numbers, and I don't think it's a matter of political bias. I think it's more a matter of competence in the way the world's changed. I mean, the BLS statistics, the problem with that is that nobody responds to the surveys anymore. We've got a household survey and a a business survey, and their ability to find out what's really going on has gone down every year for the last 20 years, and especially after the after COVID. So they've got bad numbers, and then they're going to then they try to extrapolate from that, and unfortunately, Wall Street, they've got all these bond traders that hang their hats on 1/10 of a point and difference in these things, and it, you know they're. You know, you get numbers that are directionally interesting, but not. I wouldn't worry too much about the precision. That's basically Wall Street reacting to it.
Well, but what we're hearing from the legacy media, Trump's tariffs and everything else are just going to push everything sky high, and it's already hurting the average person.
Well, that's what they hope.
Yeah.
We don't know. It hadn't shown up. Yet. And I think, you know, I'm an ordinary people economist, and I think we'll know that the tariffs are inflicting pain. We're going to hear that anecdotally from families and shoppers and people living their day. You know, we'll get lots of stories that they're unhappy, but I'm not so sure that the, you know, tenths of a percentage point is going to make that much difference. I don't like the tariffs.
You don't think they can be a useful tool? I'm not talking about long term.
Well, they're a useful. As a short term 2x4,
yeah,
I think they're good.
Good,
I mean,
right?
He got everybody
right between
attention.
The eyes.
He got their attention.
That's what you wanted. Well, Bill, as always, I thank you for your time and getting into not only the Russian Putin situation. We'll get back to you later once they have that meeting, see how that came to be.
Yeah, I'd love to. Yeah, I can't wait. Let's talk.
I look forward
that.
To That'll it. Be... Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Bill Walton, the Common Sense CEO, host of the Bill Walton Show. Yeah, it's and of course also dealing with the economy. I like his attitude, you know, admitting that a 2x4 might get, well, it got their attention. Now we see what happens. So, something that got everybody's attention is when Trump decided to move forward, bring the National Guard in under his authorization into D.C. to provide a safe city, as it should be. I told you he's not the first president to do this under the Insurrection Act. I'm going to teach you a few more details about that. Get ready. We're always learning on this program. Stand by, please.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I can tell you how to get a free quick quiz to see how artificial intelligence can boost your company's potential. You go to priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai. St. Louis Business Magazine listing PRI as one of the leading IT companies, and PRI has its own AI lab to develop what your business needs. PRIglobal.ai. PRIglobal.ai. You want the best place to watch baseball or any sport and be able to enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys? Lit Cigar Lounge. Lit has so many events each month, you need to constantly check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook. You don't want to miss anything. Plus, you can order food from Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, delivered within minutes right to your table. By the way, we're in the season for great patio dining. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta has your table waiting. Hey, looking for windows that solve your problems and actually add value to your home? Renewal by Anderson. Anderson products increase your home value by at least 15%. Right now, get $329 off every window, $729 off every patio or entry door, and ask about our zero interest plan for 3 years. Renewal by Anderson, the full-service replacement division of Anderson. That's a name you've trusted for more than 122 years. Renewal by Anderson has FiberX frames, 20% stronger than vinyl, built to last. It's why we have more 5-star reviews than anyone in St. Louis. And only Renewal by Anderson backs it up with the nation's best warranty. Schedule your complimentary consultation rbastl.com, or call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service. Hey, if you're 50 or older, you do not want to take any risk with your money. In fact, you want Leslie Consulting. My friend Bob Leslie can show you a gain and retain plan. It means that you never lose. Plus, you get up to a 20% bonus on day one. Leslie Consulting, a leader in brokerage and risk management. 314-721-0066. LeslieConsulting.com.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
This coming into CNN from Councilmember Charles Allen of the 6th Ward in D.C. His post is, quote, the president taking over local control of MPD and putting the U.S. military onto the streets of D.C. under the guise of public safety is wrong. It's an extreme, outrageous, and dangerous move for our city and the safety of all of our residents. He's the first city council member to react to this whole thing. None of them had reacted really last week to this in any real measure. This is the first time a city council member has reacted and come out strongly on this. We're also reaching out to Mayor Muriel Bowser's office and the office of the Metropolitan and Washington Police Department for their response. We started to reach out to them while this news conference was going on. No word back from them yet. The mayor has been fairly muted in her comments on this. She did speak out yesterday in an interview, but did not openly criticize the president for this. It's an extraordinary move. We have to point out, never before in American history has a U.S. president taken over control of the Metropolitan Washington, D.C. Police Department. How is this going to work on the streets? How is it going to work from a command and control standpoint? That is a huge, huge question. And, of course, his threat to do this in other cities.
Other cities as needed. And as we pointed out yesterday, Mayor Bowser was somewhat muted, as that CNN reporter was saying, and basically accepting that this might be needed. And I said then, wait to see the backlash from the other leftists around her. And I told you earlier about a councilman, which they were referring to, that immediately criticized this. Trump's trying to take over everything. That same councilman is facing federal bribery charges, allegedly seen taking envelopes stuffed with cash. So I think he's trying to get attention away from his personal issues. But the Insurrection Act is what President Trump is using. Let me point this out for you. Presidents have ordered the National Guard for duty domestically under the Insurrection Act 30 different times. This allows the president to deploy troops domestically during insurrections or other civil disturbances. And while the act has been invoked sparingly, it has been used, obviously, in things like the Civil Rights Movement, the Rodney King event riots in L.A., and even more. We'll break it down for you. But generally, they're considering it's used if there's an obstruction of execution of federal laws. Well, normal police activity is for that city, that municipality, county, state, jurisdiction. So some are saying Trump's overstepping this time around because they're trying to go after criminals on the streets. Well, the Metropolitan D.C. police had not been able to do the job or not willing to. So he said we need to do more, and I'm glad he's doing it. Again, the National Guard is a unique component of the U.S. military, involves many part-timers as well. There are 54 National Guard units in each of our 50 states, plus the District of Columbia, Guam, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and Puerto Rico. Now, there are examples here of several times the Insurrection Act has been used by a president. I want to share this compilation with you. There was no National Guard during the Civil War, when war broke out in 1861. But Lincoln activated state militias of the Union to fight the Confederacy. So to that extent, you could say that was the first use. But then you can also go back and see that George Washington was the first president to exercise the authority when he federalized militias in Pennsylvania and surrounding states. Lincoln then used it during the Civil War. And then you jump to 1954, desegregation of Southern schools. At that time, a big test was an all-white Central High School in Little Rock, Arkansas. 9 black students chosen to go to that school, but the Arkansas governor called in the National Guard to block the students. The federal judge ordered that the integration move forward. Eisenhower deployed 1,200 Army troops to Little Rock and put them in charge of the 10,000 Arkansas National Guardsmen on duty. Then, of course, we had the MLK march from Selma to Montgomery. That was when Lyndon Johnson was clashing with Governor Wallace and federalized the Alabama National Guard troops to protect the lives of civil rights activists. You want another example? I've got them for you. Some you might remember right away, depending upon your age. The Detroit Uprising in 1967. Systemic racism being accused about across the country, referenced police departments, police brutality. It became known as the long, hot summer of 67. 160 riots in U.S. cities that summer. The worst of the violence and chaos in the black communities of Detroit. So Lyndon Johnson stepped in 67, federalized 8,000 Michigan National Guard troops, authorized an additional 5,000 federal troops to put an end to it. Then you got the riots following the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. That was a tipping point for many black communities. And once again, it reignited another long, hot summer, much as what we saw in 1967. Exploding all across the nation, more than 100 cities. And then you have, in addition to the assassination of Martin Luther King, again, we're talking about 1967, there was another event that some of you might not recall immediately. 1980, the Cuban refugee crisis. The Air National Guard is the airborne wing of the National Guard, but there is not an equivalent for the sea. So if state or federal governments needed additional help, they had to call in the U.S. Coast Guard Reserve. So in 1980, Jimmy Carter activated them to deal with that refugee crisis out of Cuba. The Muriel Boatlift, remember that? Many of you will. By 1980, many of the Cubans frustrated with life in communist Cuba, they wanted out. Castro was not going to let them go. But then he got fed up, said the door's open. Go ahead and go. Flood America, which is certainly what they quickly did. And again, at that point, you had Jimmy Carter take control of some of our National Guard troops and other divisions. So here you have, as I just pointed out, at least 7 of the major events where a president has used the Insurrection Act to control mobs, stop violence in the looting and the burning. Looting and burning a building, if it's not a federal building, is not a federal crime. But if it's a mob action that can be classified as a federal-type crime, then, well, there's a good use for the federal troops to be activated or the National Guard. But it also gets down to the situation. If a city, its mayor, its police department, its own efforts at law enforcement, or a state cannot control the chaos and bring an end to violence, then you need a bigger hammer. And there's the Insurrection Act. But you're going to continue to hear from the left that Trump is doing all of this for one reason, to distract from the Jeffrey Epstein case. Jeffrey Epstein case is not going anywhere. It's still there. I remember it. You remember it? Of course you remember it. Are we going to hear more about it? Yes, we're going to hear more about it. But they want you to believe. No, it's all about to distract. No, the idea is to protect property and people. So there you have a synopsis of U.S. presidents using the same authority that Trump is using now, and he's being declared a dictator by the leftists. Speaker Tim Jones and his co-host Chris Arps are in Jerusalem. Tim filed a report from the site of where on October 7, 2023, that music festival became a killing field for Hamas. Now, despite Tim's best efforts, the gravity of what happened as he's talking about it hit him hard. And that story when we continue.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
The Napoli heritage of fine dining continues with Napoli Kirkwood. Napoli Kirkwood, now open. So add that to Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C, and don't forget about Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the district, Chesterfield Valley. All of those locations, plus now, open Napoli Kirkwood.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Hey, folks, Tim Jones here. I'm just down the road from where we were this morning. Gaza is behind me about 2-3 kilometers. We're at the site of the where the Nova Music Festival was on October the 6th, the weekend, October 5th and 6th of 2023. This was a wonderful place. It's tough to be here. We just heard the testimony. We just heard the story of a young Ethiopian Israeli woman. She talked to us for about a half an hour straight about her experiences here. She was here. She was a survivor. Her story was absolutely incredible. This was a place of joy and love. It was like a Lollapalooza, you know, like a big music festival. There was about 3,500 people here. And the stage is behind me where the tent is, if you can see the tent. And this is where they were all camping all around me here. And on the morning of October the 7th at 6:30 in the morning, 6:29 to be exact, is when Hamas, they call the Hamas here. The Hamas attacked from this direction over here. Like I said, Gaza Strip is only about 2-3 kilometers away. The entire time we've been here, we've been hearing, oh, yeah, there may have been one there. We're fine, we're good. There's soldiers, by the way, folks, we're very safe here. There's soldiers all around us. There's IDF forces and Israeli police. And the we've heard about 8 to 10 large booms, artillery fire. That's the IDF. They told us, hey, look, if there's anything wrong, we're gonna let you know immediately. So we've been hearing artillery fire. It's the IDF there, but believe it or not, there's still some resistance. Even though most of the leadership has been killed, there's still some resistance over in the Gaza Strip. So we've been hearing artillery fire. We heard some IDF jets circling over us. And this place was a place of joy, a music festival, and fun. I didn't know it was going to affect me this much. It became a kill. Okay. It became a killing field. It became a killing field, and now it's a place of remembrance and memory. Hamas are the terrorists. I'm sorry. And the Palestinian people elected the Hamas. That is the problem. The Israelis are not the problem. The Jewish people are not the problem. If there's one thing, I knew this already. It's been confirmed in the last 48 hours I've been here. The Jewish people, for better or for worse, have been the persecuted, oppressed people for not just decades, not just years, not just decades, not just generations, but for millennium. They have now learned to fight back. They are not going to lose the homeland that was granted them in 1948. That's history. That's done. That's over. The Palestinian people were given a section. They were given a section larger than Gaza. And they rejected that in the partition plan back in 1948, and they've been fighting over less land ever since. So this is a very emotional place, and I'm very glad to be able to be here. Every American should learn this story. should come to this place and see these people. And we should not let their memory be in vain. All right, I'm going to try to compose myself. We have a wreath laying ceremony over here. And then Chris and I will talk to you all this evening. Thank you so much.
Obviously, extremely emotional for Tim. And for those who think he's making that up, he's not. That was all from the heart. Decades as a journalist, I've covered numerous events, natural and man-made disasters. I've been in positions where I've seen bodies of babies floating by. I've been in position where I've seen others that had no chance of survival, and I'm trying to maintain composure and report on it. But we still have a soul and caring and empathy for other people in the worst of what they're facing. And I know I've been in the situation, like you heard with Tim, that you're struggling to keep your composure. You don't want to try to over-sensationalize it. You don't want anyone to think that you're making up crocodile tears, that you're trying to act like you're bereaving when you're really just play-acting. If you're in the middle of it and you're watching it and you're witnessing it, you do not do it untouched. And there have been times where I have had to just simply stop speaking for a moment, and also fight off tears. God bless you, Tim and Chris, the rest of you. Safe journey back. And, of course, they're reporting daily on their program and additional reports as well. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call to John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Beal. You and I might have something in common. Back pain. I can tell you where I go for help. Esquire Sports Medicine. The spine of St. Louis. They can put athletes back on the field, so they can clearly help us. Esquire Sports Medicine, hands-on chiropractic help. On Big Bend, just north of Highway 40, 314-644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Great patio season to enjoy any of the Cafe Napoli locations. How about the Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield? Enjoying coal-fired pizza, nothing else like it. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. A few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, where you can enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys. Check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook for details, plus gift cards for friends. I'll see you at Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as support dogs for our brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone,
priceless. Check vincentsjewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. vincentsjewelers.com. vincentsjewelers.com. Question: are you looking to unlock the full potential of artificial intelligence for your business? I want you to meet my friends at PRI Global, named by the St. Louis Business Journal as a leading IT consulting firm. 25 years helping local and worldwide companies. PRI Global has a free survey to determine where your company stands in your AI journey. You simply go to priglobal.ai. PRIglobal.ai. And I also have a phone number, so get ready to copy that number. And I'll remind you that PRI Global has its own AI lab, creating, adapting, developing, pushing the boundaries for what AI can do for you. Here's the number, 636-689-0545. 636-689-0545. Or visit PRIglobal.ai. PRIglobal.ai.
This is News Talk STL.